Okay. One thing I'm glad I don't type during this. For some reason, when I do an audiobook, it picks up my microphone. And I had to try and type something in Second Life, and boy, could I hear my typing. So, my apologies, my retrospective apologies to anybody listening to my shows that's heard tap, 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 tap. I honestly didn't know it was coming through that well. I'm going to pick up on something that Daniel Brewer talked about in the GFN Greetings from Nowhere episode, The Return. He was talking about how the LGBT, insert your favorite acronym here for the group. Now that gay and lesbian people are getting more freedoms, marriage, that kind of thing. The rest are getting kind of thrown under the bus. Case in point, the she-male debacle from RuPaul's Drag Race. And it, excellent, excellent show. I listen to it. I've listened to it about two or three times a week since it's come out. I just love listening to it. I hope that Daniel could get on there again. I think he has real good chemistry with Christina and Nicole. It would be nice to get him on there again. That being said, I just read GLAAD, and I don't know, it's gay and lesbian, obviously. I don't know what the rest of it stands for. Let's see if they have it up at the top. Oh no, of course not. So, anyway, they have an article about the 2013, I don't know why the hell it took so long to come out, a 2013 Studio Responsibility Index, which lists LGBT images, offensive content in films released by seven largest studios. So it's an interesting thing. Just one of the stats here. More than half of 102 releases from major studios, 17 of them contain LGBT characters. And it's the first year that Lionsgate has been included. They released three, so hey, good on them. More than half of those films featured gay men, while a little under 25% featured lesbian characters, 17% were bisexual, and 11% contained transgendered females. Male LGBT characters outnumber female characters 64 by 36. So, and let's be honest, male characters are always outnumbering female characters. It's the same thing the game industry is going through now, where they're still trying to hide their head under the covers and saying that female lead stories, games, whatnot, don't sell. Well, no, they sell, they just don't want to make them. That's the thing. And same with comics. I just read something about the creation of She, SHI, 20 years ago, saying that quite a few people like the story, but that female comics don't sell. Well, now it's one of the most iconic books out there. So, if you build it, they will come applies for quite a few things. It's just a question of how much prompting you have to do to get people to do it. Of the 25 characters counted, many of whom were on screen for no more than a few seconds, 19 were white, three were black, two were Asian slash Pacific, and one was Latino. So again, white males are the main thing, and that should surprise no one. And then the last big stat was that eight of the 19 were comedies. So, but yeah, but that okay, devil's advocate here. If you're going to introduce something that you know people will inherently have a problem with, and I'm not saying all people, but you cannot deny there's quite a group, the best place to do it is a comedy, because you can introduce a serious thing in a area that is not serious by default. So it's easier to slide those things in. Am I saying it's right? No. But it's the easy look at what Mel Brooks, especially in Blazing Saddles, was able to tackle with the topic of race. But he was able to do it because you were too busy laughing at the rest to really pick up on some of the subtle things he was doing. So comedies can be good for that. Here's the thing that I get really confused about, and again, going back to what Daniel Brewer talked about, is this focuses on LGBT. Okay, the big four, shall we say. I really would like to know where the rest of them are, because as I've joked many times, that acronym has probably doubled in size. It's probably 8 or 10 letters slash numbers long. And they are doing, when they look at these, they're only looking at four. And they're looking at in the case of lesbian, gay, or transgender, possibly the easiest four to spot. Bisexual can go, this isn't a pun, can go either way on whether they're easy to see or not. If you're talking Captain Jack from Doctor Who, well, that's pretty blatant. He makes it blatant, but not all bisexual characters are like that. So you can sneak them in without really having too much to worry about. So, but there's, the pansexuals, there's the demisexuals, there's the asexuals, there's the two-spirit, I think three-spirit is in there as well. Where are they getting thrown under the bus by GLAAD? That would certainly seem to make sense as to why many things tend to throw people under the bus otherwise, because anti-defamation, is that? I'm sure one of them is anti. I don't remember. I'm still trying to remember what GLAAD has, and they don't have a "What We Are" button, which I find really strange. Oh, here we go. About. That's a video. And there is no. See, this is how not to make a web page 101. If you have an acronym in your name, and you have an about page, the very first thing that you should say in that page, big top of the letters, if you want to, Comic Sans or whatever the fuck font you want to use, there should be a definition of that acronym. There is not. I don't get it. Anyway, fuck 'em. Who cares? So, yeah, I'm consider myself an asexual. I'd have no interest really in being sexually active with anybody, and as far as sex or masturbation, I choose to be celibate just because I get no satisfaction or I feel no different than I normally feel acting in those things, so I see no reason to do them. Yes, biologically it may be good, but I'm also of the mindset once I start something, I don't stop it. It's like I have a calorie counter that isn't doing me any good, but I won't stop using it because I'll see it as a failure. Same thing with not masturbating. I don't see that it's doing any good. It could be doing some harm. In fact, immunologically, it has been. I'm getting sick and I'm staying sick longer. The other side of that is I've been celibate in that way for almost 2 years now, and I don't want to break it. But I just wish that they would track more. I know it's hard. They're looking at 102 movies, so I mean, I'm sure that isn't easy, but let's come on. If they're, why can't we get, maybe what two spirit and three spirit are, a fringe thing. I don't know how easy that would be. Pansexual, I could see being a strange thing to track. Asexual, though, and I'm not trying to harp on my own thing, but wouldn't that be fairly easy to do? I don't know. Again, it's just, it seems like people are being, some minor factions are being left out for the better of the whole. I don't like that.